Nolte, the Obama-Biden-Benghazi debacle is not repeated by Trump. By John Nolte on January 2, 2020. After our embassy in Iraq was attacked by Iranian militants on Tuesday, President Trump immediately did two important things that proved he learned the lesson of the Obama-Biden-Benghazi debacle. First, he told the American people the truth about what happened. Second, he immediately sent help to protect our diplomatic staff. Those two decisions might sound like common sense, might sound like the right and decent things to do, might sound like no-brainers. Unfortunately, after 8 years of the failed Obama-Biden administration, common sense and decency are not what we expect from our government or our political leaders. On September 11, 2012, a group of Islamist militants attacked the American consulate in Benghazi, Libya, and the result, due to Obama's refusal to act, was not only 4 dead Americans, but a desperate cover-up aided and abetted by what we now know as a fake news media. We were lied to for months. Hell, when it comes to Benghazi, we're still being lied to. The cover-up to protect precious Obama's legacy and now Joe Biden, who is the best chance the media have at beating Trump in 2020, marches on to this day. The cover-up basically said that the Benghazi attack was a total surprise. No one could have seen it coming. No one knew the consulate required additional security. There was no intelligence that told us an attack might happen. The attack was a spontaneous one that grew out of a protest over a YouTube video critical of Islam. It was all lies. To begin with, our doomed Libyan ambassador, Christopher Stevens, repeatedly pleaded for more security and never received it. There were no Marines standing guard, no bulletproof windows, no real security other than locked doors. Even after the place had been attacked previous to that fateful night, security was not beefed up. What's more, the fatal attack occurred on the anniversary of September 11, 2001. Security should have increased only for that. It wasn't. Also, just a day or so before the attack, Al-Qaeda chief Ayman al-Zawahiri posted a 42-minute video on jihadist forums urging Libyans to attack Americans. Again, security was not beefed up. So why not increase security? Well, it was an election year, and any increased security in Libya would make a fool of a President Obama who assured us Al-Qaeda was decimated and things were improving in Libya. Finally, there was this. Stevens had requested that a 16-man security team be allowed to extend its stay to mid-September. That request was denied. The men were removed on August 8. Remember these lies? Let's be clear. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney told us, these protests were in reaction to a video that had spread to the region. We have no information to suggest that it was a pre-planned attack, he added. We do not, at this moment, have information to suggest or to tell you that would indicate that any of this unrest was pre-planned, he said. Former United Nations Ambassador Susan Rice hit all the Sunday shows spewing that exact same talking point, and it was all a lie. First off, people don't bring rocket-propelled grenade launchers to protests. This was an organized terrorist attack at the hands of a well-organized militia. Secondly, we now know the White House knew almost immediately this was a terrorist attack. And where was the help? Where was the rescue mission? Where was the air support? Well, as Hillary Clinton famously said, what difference at this point does it make? All I know is this. So far, this is the anti-Benghazi. Trump told us the truth. Trump sent immediate help. So far, security has been adequate enough to keep our people in Iraq safe. This is what I voted for. This is why I went with Trump the disruptor. Unfortunately, America's institutions, political, national security, and media, are so corrupted. If you want to be told the truth about a terrorist attack, if you want to know our diplomatic staff will have adequate security, if you want to know help will be sent immediately when Americans are under attack, you can no longer count on the establishment to do the basic and decent things. And you sure as hell can't count on the establishment media to do anything other than lie to you about it. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.